Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hello. Oh, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Who am I speaking with?
This is DeMar Gama. Keep on first.
Okay, I'm calling. My name is, I'm sorry, my name is Robin. I'm calling from Family First.
How you
I
doing?
was just given a note about our mutual participant, Mr. Joseph Dorsey.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, his he reported that he hasn't received any services with you guys, and he has an active authorization. And I was just trying to figure out what was going on.
Okay, so the last time I spoke to Joseph Dorsey and the caregiver, 1 second so I can pull him up. They had an issue with clocks, with the way they clocked. The caregiver wanted me to continue receiving time sheets when he had the application to be able to clock in and out. And at one point, he just stopped clocking. And then when I spoke to Mr. Dorsey, and explained to him the situation, he told me he didn't want nobody else. He wanted to continue with the caregiver he had. After that, they stopped clocking. I tried calling. No response from either of them.
Okay. So we're trying to. So this is one. What time period was
This was, let's say right now, was around July. So clock stopped. The last time he clocked was July 24, 2025. Well, he didn't even clock. I took a time sheet that week.
Yeah, so that's the last time that was built this year.
Right, correct. That's when I
July, you said
notified them.
24th?
Yeah,
July
July
what?
24th.
The time.
I believe the caregiver was his nephew or grandson or son.
The
I'm not.
son.
Yeah.
It's the son.
Yeah, but they had a problem clocking and they just didn't want, they wanted to
Okay.
do it their way, and I told them they can't.
Okay. Does anybody notify like keep on first?
I tried calling, got no response. I left a message. Nobody called me back. And like I said, I called the client and I called the caregiver numerous times and never received a response either.
Okay. All right, we just make sure that nobody was bumming in that time. But I just don't understand why it wasn't why it didn't even come up on the mischief report.
And then the last time I spoke to Kaswa, which is that's the son, I guess, he had told me that it was if they couldn't clock how they wanted to, well, if they couldn't just turn in the time sheet, this dude's just gonna find another agency.
Okay, but they didn't like so the in future for future reference they can't like they can switch agencies whenever they want. However, it's not like they don't you don't switch it until you hear it from a service coordinator. You understand? So just because they said it, like the authorization doesn't end with you guys until the service coordinator switches it.
Oh, I
Unless
understand
it
that, but I called Keystone and left a message stating what was going on. And also
Okay.
stating that I felt that they was doing, might be a possibility of them doing fraud and he's not probably not even working.
Yeah.
So I reported this to Keystone already.
He reported the fraud.
No.
Well, can't. I
I
mean.
reported what was going on. I left the message
Okay.
on what was going on. Nobody answered back, nobody returned my calls, so
Yeah. Well, they can't. Well, there's no way they can commit fraud without, because you guys ultimately do the billing.
no. I
So,
didn't say it was fraud. I said it was a suspicion of fraud.
oh, okay. It's probably, but all
And you
right.
know, most of these family cases, that's what it that it really be they don't really be working it. But there's no proof of it, so.
All right. I was just trying to get down to the bottom of it, like why, you know, because I mean it's not really that. I don't feel like it's that pressing. However, he's had an active other relation all this time. Nobody's gonna, you know, I don't know. They might have some questions. I don't know. But I mean, maybe it's just slipped through the cracks. I just don't, you know, like when it's a mischief, we get the report and we see why it's a mischief.
Right.
So I don't know. Like I haven't received any reports, and I've had this case for like 2 months now.
You
So
have this case for 2 months?
yeah. Because I guess something happened with the previous. That's why you probably weren't if you called, you probably weren't getting into somebody. Who did you call?
I
With
believe
the
his name was
Keystone.
Naeem, I think.
Okay, yeah. So she's been out, so I heard this case from her. So she's not
Yeah,
she
Naima
was
Jones,
out.
that's who I called.
Yeah, that's why she was out. That's why. So all right. All right, thanks for calling me back. What's your name?
Robin.
Robin
Yes.
Robin RO.
Robin.
What's your last name?
Poilo, PUE. LLO.
PUELLO.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
All right, no problem.
All right.